NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The draft of the Propel Roswell Comprehensive Master Plan is now available for public review. View the full document and submit comments at propelroswell.com. A hard copy of the plan can be picked up at the City of Roswell Planning Office at 400 West 2nd Street. Comments about the plan can be submitted through March 25th. And New Mexico business incubators have until April 2nd to apply for grants of up to $150,000 through the New Mexico Incubator Certification Support Grant Program. Grants are open to all sectors, not just those in tech and innovation. All grantees are required to use the funds to pursue meeting certification requirements through the state's Certified Incubator Program upon completion of the grant period. For more information, go to edd.newmexico.gov/tio/certified-incubator. According to recently released data, only 11.7% of payroll employees in the construction industry are women. Now, a new study has identified the states with the most women in construction, and New Mexico comes in near the bottom at number 45. In New Mexico, there are 6,544 women versus 62,918 men in construction, highlighting persistent gender imbalance despite gradual gains. The majority of roles held by women in construction are in offices and administrative roles. And a Las Cruces man is learning just how long he'll spend behind bars for abusing his dogs. 37-year-old Luis Javier Cabos Jr. was taken into custody in February of last year after a video showed him repeatedly hitting his Basset Hound with landscaping rocks. That video went viral. Immediately after, the Las Cruces police started investigating, and they were able to take him into custody. Cabos will only spend the next 18 months in prison for extreme cruelty to animals. And there were 31 states that had population gains due to more people moving in from other states last year, according to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Unfortunately, New Mexico was on the other end of that spectrum, losing about 1.1 per 1,000 people, or a total net population loss of 2,267 people in 2025. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.